you're going to get into rapping because you want to make money, you see these people with diamonds and chains and stuff, that is not the right reason to get into rapping. And eventually you're going to end up hating it, the craft, and yourself for doing that. You need to make sure that if you are going into rapping or producing or anything, your heart is already calling to you to do that.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Today we have a special guest, Lej. How are you doing, man?
What's up? Hey, Brody. I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on the show. Can you tell us a bit about yourself before we start and introduce your content creation to the audience?
Yeah. So I am I'm all around, you know, pretty versatile guy, very multifaceted guy. But my biggest claim to fame, I'm a RIAA certified 6-time platinum producer, 1-time gold. I run my own creative firm called Mount Vernon, based out of Atlanta. And we do everything, man. You know what I'm saying? We do everything and we try to do whatever it is that we send our sights out for on a project. We try to make sure that we do a great job at it. So, yep. That's us in a nutshell.
That's awesome. How long have you been in the business of rapping?
Yeah. So I've been producing and making beats for about 15 years, but I've been doing professionally since 2017, and rapping I've been doing since, I think I've been doing rapping since 2016, but taking it really seriously for about the last 2-3 years. Yeah. So, and we formed Mount Vernon 2017. So it's all been around the same time frame.
Yeah, I've seen some of your videos. They're really nice, man. I really like them.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's all in-house, man. We do everything ourselves.
Wow. Which brings us to the next question about your content creation. Can you walk us through, the platforms that you use to promote your videos and which platform you're mainly on, YouTube, TikTok, or your website?
Yeah, for sure. So my claim to fame and where I kind of first established my whole beginning empire of who I am and stuff, it all came into play on SoundCloud. So I always got to show props and give props to SoundCloud. That's where it came back and that's where it came from all that time ago. But you know what I'm saying? Since then, I moved on to all DSPs. I'm on Spotify. I'm on all these different platforms. And you know, in addition to that, you know what I'm saying? I also use YouTube. Recently, though, we're really excited because recently, me and the team put a lot of effort into moving over to Twitch. So we are over on Twitch now. You know what I'm saying? We were very, very lucky to be able to move immediately into being a Twitch affiliate partner. So we are Twitch, a Twitch partner. And we're about to start a new music show, basically, where it's basically like anything goes, no holds barred music show. With all kinds of crazy, wacky elements of randomness to it that just makes it fun. And the whole point is to generate a sense of community, a sense of welcome. And then we're also going to be tying it together with our Discord too, which I'm going to be completely honest with you, man. Even last week, I didn't even know what a Discord was, man. I knew about Discord, but that was the one platform that was always so confusing to me. I didn't know what I was doing with Discord. It just seemed like it was a million different things. But luckily, I've had a lot of really good friends around me recently who have helped me build this platform and make the Mount Vernon Discord and make it really cool. So we're in the process of making this really dope Mount Vernon Discord that's going to work very closely with the live show on Twitch. And the goal is going to be all kinds of stuff, man. We're going to be bringing on like popping rappers and special guests. We're also going to just be, you know, giving out tips about the music industry and just answering fans' questions or aspiring producers' questions. And occasionally we're going to be having beat battles where we have different producers submit their content and their beats. And just sometimes we might just do where, hey, just submit your best beat and we'll all listen to it and judge it. Other times we're going to have actual songs, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have actual little samples and stuff that we give out. And we're going to say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You guys need to take these little samples that you're doing and make something out of it. And we gonna have a special guest judge it. So and there's gonna be prizes that come with it. So we're gonna be giving away gift cards and drum kits and even merch and signed merch. And I'm even working very closely. This is gonna be a podcast exclusive, but I'm working very closely with Vans, and I'm working on a pair of Mount Vernon Vans, and I want to be able to, probably not for this upcoming beat battle, but for a beat battle in the future, I want to give away a signed pair of Mount Vernon Vans where, you know, we have the whole team signed inside of the Vans and we just have a fan be able to, or a producer or somebody be able to have it. Not to mention whoever wins the beat battles, they immediately get a special color designation in the Discord that designates that you are a Beat Battle winner. So from now on, when you go into Discord, people will know you won the Beat Battle. So got lots of cool stuff, man. They're always trying to figure out how to integrate, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's really great. Like, I've been using Discord for my tech channel, and yeah, it's really one of the best platforms to kind of create those interactive, moments with your fans or with your community, right? Because it's more engaging than, let's say, Facebook group or like any other kind of like community. So Discord is really nice. By the way, it used to be only for gamers, but now it's like it's going to any kind of like field or industry. So it's amazing.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I know it of, because, you know, I have a little bit of background in gaming myself. I play games all the time. I actually was very good friends with a couple of really bigger gaming YouTubers who, even back in like 2016, they're like, "Hey, man, jump in Discord." I'm like, "I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is, but I'm not trying to jump in Discord." But now I'm kind of starting to fight. I think now that I'm having friends who are breaking it down to me, like as if I'm a child, I'm like, "Oh, that's how that works. That's how you do this." So it's making it a lot more fun, and now I'm starting to get into it, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a great platform. Lej, I have a question for you about TikTok. So recently I saw like a Vox documentary about how TikTok changed like the industry for artists, especially musicians. Basically, you get viral on TikTok and then people find you on Spotify. Have you been trying TikTok, or did you know about it in terms of exposure and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, I have a complicated history with TikTok. I feel like, I do use TikTok. I'm on it all the time. Now in terms of the virality of it, you know what I'm saying? I hear people say that a lot. I hear tons of people say it's a great place to go viral, but I personally haven't seen that myself from posting stuff and like, you know, I feel like I'm also probably not the best person to ask, cause I'm a little bit jaded because of industry and how I've dealt with people in the industry and stuff. But when I see TikTok and stuff like that, I'll be trying to figure it out, because we're in an age now when it comes to making art and creating art where, yes, you know, good art does shine through, but it's also to the fact as well now where sometimes it doesn't even matter if you make good art. People still don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like in terms of the virality aspect of TikTok, I use TikTok to contribute to Spotify or to contribute to those kind of elements. I haven't really seen that personally within me or my crew. But one thing I do love TikTok, and I think TikTok is very versatile for, is that I feel as if TikTok is a great tool for networking. I feel like very quickly I've been able to go through TikTok, find different girls who are singers, guys who are rappers, beat producers, editors, whatever, and just reach out to them casually. Be like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying? What's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm Ledge. And, you know, do you guys want to work? Like, see my work, see if you mess with it." And a lot of them, like on a person-to-person interaction, they'll see my work and they're like, "Man, this guy's freaking tight. I like him." So like, then they'll want to work with me, and then we end up making something incredible together, you know? So in terms of that aspect, I feel like TikTok is amazing, but you know, this whole conversation I hear people talking about a lot about like TikTok is the viral platform. And it's not me saying it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of friends and homies who've done it, but I'm just a straight shooter, and like, you know, it's never happened to me. So I can't comment on it in that aspect.
Yeah, I understand. And it's basically something about like creating a community and going for the long term instead of going for the viral stuff. It's always a better strategy for building like a successful business in the future, not just like getting, because like some people I know personally, they go viral on TikTok. I'm not talking about rappers, they're in different area, but like they go viral on TikTok and then they don't know what to do with it. Because they do not have like a structure around their business or their fan base. So I think going for the long term is always a better strategy. That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah. Nah, 100% I agree with you too. And in ways, that's why you know, like this is what you'll learn, man, as you talk to me more. You'll learn that I'm the type of person where I just I'm just thankful for where I am, man. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm not blown up on TikTok, I'm not sitting over here begrudgingly about it. Like, "Man, I ain't blown up on TikTok. These other guys blown up." It's like, it's okay. You know, sometimes, when you're restricted or kept back from something, it's actually more of a blessing towards you than it is like something you're taking at your detriment. So it's like, you know, and even for me, oh, by the way, is my mic too loud? Or
I'll see if I can adjust. Yeah, just maybe.
Okay. Is that a little better?
Something like that? That's better. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. What was I saying?
We were talking about like the virality. Like one thing I see about TikTok that it's maybe not on the good side is the machine of TikTok is always trying to make you post more and create more.
Right.
And it becomes a bit, it's really difficult for creators, especially artists, to keep up with this machine because like art, we know like especially music, like it's not like, I'm just going to make art like every day and it's going to be great and I'm going to be creative. Like sometimes you don't have that, you know, that creative vibe. So I feel TikTok is just pushing it too much, especially for artists. Like you have to come up with something. It's like, but art, like really good art takes time, right?
Time.
Like, just a few minutes and then you can come up with it.
Exactly. And then just because I just remember going back to what we were talking about building the community, I'm going to lead it back into that. So and I think that's why for me, Discord is going to be a really solid platform because that is something really like, especially us at Mount Vernon, that's what we value a lot. Because when I started Mount Vernon in 2017, the whole point of why I started it, first off, shout out my boy Don McClendon for Brockhampton. He's the one who gave me the idea for not Mount Vernon, but just the idea, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it eventually turned into what became Mount Vernon, like a year or two later. But, you know what I'm saying? Like when I was thinking about it, I wanted Mount Vernon to be a platform that's like an open network to help all creatives and to eventually, once we get funding or like just money coming to revenue, to then also make a charity arm to donate to like underprivileged schools or areas, especially in my hometown, where kids who don't not have like the money or the programs to be able to do these kind of things, they can have access to the funding, the programs and the money and different stuff like that to be able to do more stuff they never thought that they could do. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I was a kid I'm from Ohio. So Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. So I'm the type of kid where for me, everyone around me had never seen what I'd done. I'm the first person ever in my family to make it in the music industry and be successful. You know what I'm saying? And make money and have music pay my bills. That's never happened in my family or anywhere else. So, you know, like it's a big deal. And I want to show other kids and other people, you know what I'm saying, that they can do that too. So that's kind of what Mount Vernon always was. So with this Discord and now I'm learning more about it. And also with the live show with Envy Live, we're going to be able to really slowly, very slowly build a community that people can put their trust in. They can just have fun in, promote their art, get feedback, enjoy themselves and just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And just be like themselves, you know what I'm saying? And feel welcome. So, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's why we have this podcast, actually, because we want to inspire people from different backgrounds, like across different fields, to see somebody who did it and then, you know, just do it. Like, because, you know, like content creation is really, really tough for a lot of people. And even the idea of starting your own like YouTube channel or Twitch or TikTok can be daunting. So, Ledj, I want to ask you something related to this, which is how did you go about creating content? Did you have a team first? Did you go about it by yourself? And what was your first steps into creating it?
Yeah. So, I definitely didn't have a team. even when I say my team now, it's my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even, I'm not talking like, like maybe the most team I'm talking about is I have like a lawyer who's a really good lawyer. He's like, you know, he helped me navigate all my bigger deals, but I try to tell everybody this literally like, you know, I'm working a little side job here. I'm such an oddball with how I do things. You know, other people work side jobs because they need money. Right. I'm working a side job to build, I'm working it to build this. So I'm working it so I can be able to just like, you know, the way I'm looking at it is like, you know, I feel like some points in my life I was lacking discipline. So I'm like, all right, let me just learn how to just mop a floor. You know what I'm saying? So I can like get my brain regimented, but I got a friend there. I was telling him the same thing I'll tell you and I'll tell everybody else in the podcast that's listening. First and foremost, always with everything, do something because you want to do it and you want to have fun. Because all this started before Envy Live, before Mount Vernon, for all this, it was just a kid in his college dorm room with his girlfriend at the time, sleep above him in the bunk. And I'm up at 1 a.m. making dope banging beats because I just like making beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like doing it. So when I was making beats, I'm like, I'll make a beat and she wake up and I'm like, babe, look at this beat I just made, babe. This shit's crazy. Oh, can I curse on you? Is that okay?
It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay. So I'm like, this is crazy, babe. Look, and she's just like, what? Oh yeah, that's hard. And go back to sleep, you know? So for me, it was like, it was always a fun thing first. And then what happened was, as I started just and kept putting, I was like, oh, I love how this sounds because this is what I wanted to hear. Now let me put this out. I started putting it out. Other people started liking it too. And then from there, it just went up. It just continued. And I just started rising and rising, and more people started checking it out. And I started putting out more stuff that I just did for fun. I always like led myself and broke rules, but I didn't. Here's the funniest thing about this. There were rules I didn't even realize were rules. Like, for example, I came into the game because there's another bigger producer that I owe a lot to. His name's Oshi. He's younger than me, but he's bigger than me. But his name's Oshi, based out of London. And shout out my boy Oshi. And I came into the game because I was in college and I found this guy, Oshi, and I thought he was so amazing. He would drop songs and they would inspire me. So I'm like, bro, I'm about to flip that song. And I would literally flip the crap out of his songs and drop them like on SoundCloud a day later. And he started just finding them because of that and reposting. He's like, yo, you're crazy. And we became friends. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? But then later on, I went and linked up with some industry guys years later. And they're like, yeah, I remember when you first came out on SoundCloud and you was flipping all everybody's songs a day later. Everybody was looking at you like, who's this guy flipping everybody's songs? I'm like, I was a college kid. I didn't do this for clout. I just did it for fun. You know what I'm saying? I did it because that song's hard. I'm going to flip it. I'm going to flip it and put it up. You know? So, yeah.
Your passion, right? Like,
yeah. It's like you got to let your passion lead you and have fun with your craft, because if otherwise you get to what we were talking about prior, which is that TikTok job machine. This is not boring code where you're working in a cubicle and you're just like pressing buttons every day for the rest of your life. You're supposed to be having fun and be enjoying the experience of creating. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and even with the going back to even the TikTok thing, that's why even the community is a better fit for me than platforms like TikTok, because you're right. I can't keep up with a freaking, keep up with that machine of like, you need to post. I think I've seen something that said you need on average, you should post
five
times. Oh, it's more now?
Five times a day. Yeah.
Five times a day.
Yes.
Like even when they said, when I saw the thing that said two times a day for like, you know, you post it two times a day every day. Like, I'm sorry. I got a life going on. I like the skinny. I like to, you know, go hang out with my friends, and I'm a big family person. I don't got time to be doing that. You know, that's too much. Like, so.
It defeats the purpose of actually having your passion as a career, right? Like, because you don't want you don't go back to this, like, I hate my job, right? That's the reason people like want to go into content creation, because it's something they love. They want to be, you know, they want to have a good life with it, not just a miserable, you know, life.
Right. And then it makes you realize that all these things without moderation can be that, you know what I'm saying? So it's always a mind state to have and have that balance, you know? So.
I love this segue, which brings us to the next question about the mindset. So Ledge, can you tell us a bit about your framework and how do you keep yourself positive? Because especially with content creation, sometimes you just don't feel like it. And you have to put yourself into that positive vibe, especially depending on the people around you. They might be motivating. They might be demotivating. So you never know who's you're going to be around. And they might say one thing that can be discouraging for you. So how do you keep yourself on that high level of performance and also positivity, which is a big deal for creators?
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, you know, I guess overall I was just blessed because I'm just naturally a pretty positive person, just regardless. You know what I'm saying? I just try to.
Yeah.
I've always been more of a leaning towards a glass half full guy than the glass half empty kind of guy. But recently, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think personally for me, it's like I really rely on God. Like, and I mean, we don't got to fully go and talk into full depth about this, but for me, it's like, you know, I recently came to the Lord and I started understanding different things. There's just certain things that come with that. So with that, some of the things for me, at least, I just realized like whatever the situation that I might be facing, whether it might be something bad or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, today is the 2-year anniversary of my grandmother's death. She died in 2020 on this exact day. Right. So my whole family was very, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't even have noticed it. Right. If I wouldn't have said that. Right. So it's like, it's that same energy of like, it just makes me realize that everything happens for a purpose. And when you walk in with the Lord, you got him with you, every single thing there's things that's going to happen that might not be like good, good in the sense of like, oh, that made me happy, but they always are going to be for your benefit when you trust them. So for me, that's kind of when I move on, man. Like whether I'm going through ups or downs, or I'm going through like bad things or good things, I just try to have that mind state of like, just being thankful. Being grateful, because even right now, man, like even in your situation, so much as humans, we love to oh, you know, like, I didn't get that promotion. Oh, man, I missed out on that placement. Oh, man, they didn't approve my loan for my business or whatever you want to insert there. We spend so much time doing that, but we don't spend so much time just being thankful to God for what we do have and the things we have in our life every day. Okay, yeah, I'm not, you know, I haven't got a song with Drake yet, you know, but look at all the stuff I have. I have a stable home. I have a happy family around me. I have love around me. You know what I'm saying? I have food to eat. I have fresh water to drink. I have a car that works. You know, it's like, once you start to figure out ways.
Mine is even simpler because I had a really intense experience when I was 22. So I actually drowned in the sea and they had to bring me back to life. So for me, my basis for being grateful is I'm alive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's enough. That's enough for me.
Right. And I feel you with that too, man. You know, like even the being alive thing, man, just, you know what I'm saying? It's like you woke up today. You know what I'm saying? Like you're living.
Exactly.
You know, like even I find, and you'll find that when you look at the simpler things of what's going on in life, like we got a patio out here, right? And we have such a beautiful view of the forest and trees outside. Sometimes I will literally just go outside with a cup of like tea and lemon, iced tea or hot tea. And I'll just sit out there and chill, man. And just look at the trees and just be thankful. I'll just be looking like, man, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this. Because it's like, just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? You just get to see something like this every day. The beautiful blue skies. Like, you know, and those are things we take for granted, man. We take those things for granted so often. And it's like, you know, we're not entitled to that. We're not entitled to those kind of things.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Ledge, we can move on to a bit of a technical question, if you don't mind. Can you tell us a bit about the tools you use, the software you use to record your music? And this might be helpful for somebody starting their rapping journey and they're listening to this.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of production and like what I used to record and produce all my beats and record my vocals and stuff, I'll say this till I die, FL Studio, also known as Fruity Loops. I've been using Fruity Loops since I was like 10. I will always represent
Fruity Loops. I love it.
Image Line, holla at your boy. We need that Mount Vernon sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? We need it because all of us use Fruity Loops. You know what I'm saying? In terms of gear, you know, I use a Shure microphone. I don't know the exact kind, but it's a Shure mic. And you know, just like basic studio equipment. I got like a little MIDI keyboard over to my left. And then recently I've started collecting different instruments. So I got like over here, xylophone, like to my right. And, like a little open, it's like an open hi-hat you could play. So yeah, it's basically, you know, but you don't even need all of that. You just.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Loops.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking this question is because a lot of people, talking to me or talking to other creators, they always ask, oh, how much money did you spend before you start? And I always say that you don't need that much. You just need few basic things. You can even make a video on your iPhone or any phone. Like, so just start. Just give yourself that momentum. That's the most important part.
Right. And again, that's what I'm saying. Have fun. Because so many friends that I know, they're always on this energy of like, oh man, I gotta get this and I gotta get that and I gotta get everything. It's like, bro, just make stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like download FL Studio for free. Start doing some. If you want to do a podcast, you want to do like, for example, for the Twitch and everything, I use Streamlabs. You know what I'm saying? I use Streamlabs OBS and I use my computer and I got like, you know, my little snowball over here. And actually now I got a new mic that I'm talking to you on right now. And then my little camera I'm using. And more or less, that's how I rock out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it doesn't take a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it really be the fear that people have to get past. They're like, oh, well, how do you get started? It's like, just get started. It's not going to be perfect, but just start. You just got to start. Because you're going to keep, I got so many friends like this. You're going to keep, well, you know, I'll start next week because I don't know if it's 100% ready and I don't know if it's in it. I'm like, bro, just
breathe.
Yeah, exactly. Breathe and just start, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like the journey. They like seeing you start at a lower point and then slowly escalate. They love that. They love rooting for underdogs, you know? So just get out there and enjoy yourself. You know?
And that's the best way you can inspire somebody is the unspoken inspiration. It's like they see it. You don't have to tell them. They see your
process. Exactly.
And they're like, in the back of their mind, they're like, if he can do it, I definitely can do it. And that's the beauty of this.
Yeah, man. That's more or less how we feel about Mount Vernon, too. Over here at Mount Vernon, man. We do that same exact thing.
Yeah. Then Les, do you have anybody that you look up to in the industry or in the internet world that inspires you? Or do you have a mentor? Like when I say mentor, it could be a book or it could be a person, like anything that keeps you. Of course, you said God was also a big inspiration for you, or like a big source of, you know, a big source of power and goodness. Like what else do you look up to in terms of the industry?
Yeah. So industry wise, I think that just looking over my history, I am the result of a lot of mentorship and a lot of just good friends and people just moving out of places of kindness in the art over the years. Just to name a couple people who in the past were people who I looked up to as mentors you know what I'm saying? Like people that were almost like big brothers to me. First off rip, Don McLennan from Brockhampton. You know what I'm saying? I seen his whole rise to fame. I watched it. And before that happened, he was one of the first people who when I came out to LA, showed me a lot of love and support and actually just put a lot of hope into me and even courage into me to try to rap. Because like I was rapping, I was freestyling in my dorm room and stuff before that. But he was the first person as an artist who's doing this already to come to me and be like, yo, he heard me freestyle. And he's like, dude, you're really tight. Actually record that. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know about recording it. And he sat me down and was like, we're going to record this. And we made some songs and just did a bunch of stuff together. And he really put that initial, courage into my heart for me to just try it. You know what I'm saying? And just attempt to, you know, make something. So always shout out to him. And then another guy too, he's a little bit more obscure, but my boy, Mike Gow, he's like basically like my beat. I call him like my beat sensei. You know what I'm saying? That's my Chinese homie, my Asian homie. He's my beat sensei. But like he was also a dude that when I was there, I was in LA and stuff. He was like a younger cat. He's in his 30s and he just took me under his wing and bring me into the studio and we'd be making all kinds of wild beats and just having a good time and him teaching me about stuff and bringing me into rooms with all these big people and just all kinds of stuff, man. He just taught me a lot of life lessons. So shout out my boy Mike Gow as well. And then I think in terms of just like overall mentors and just people that are like lifelong people that I still consistently look up to, always got to give honor and just shout out my family and my immediate family. Like my grandmother, she was somebody who was really big in the arts community in Columbus in the 1970s to 90s, but she never really stopped. But 1970s, 90s, she was really active out here, and that's what led to her doing a lot of just campaigns. Like, and it's kind of crazy because even me doing Mount Vernon and my ideas one day to do stuff for the community, she was doing that in the 70s. Like in the 70s, her and her friends was artists and painters, and they was like, yo, we're gonna throw a festival to raise money to help black kids to be able to paint and buy paint supplies and stuff, and they did it. So it's like, you know, like shout out my grandma, she's somebody who always was a big inspiration to me, and I somebody who will be forever a lifelong mentor whether she's here or not. And I'm trying to think of who else, like people like my pops, Mr. Akeem. He's somebody who I always had around me. It's super weird, but that's his nickname. Everybody calls him Mr. Akeem, even if he's like your dad or whatever. Like everybody just calls him Mr. Akeem. Like my baby brother, who is his actual son, he don't call him Mr. Akeem, but everybody else calls him Mr. Akeem. So he really showed me the ropes of how to be a man and how to really maneuver with integrity out here. You know, and then I got my OGs all over the place. My OG Vic out in New York, who held me down and showed me the ropes of how to really survive and grind and hustle out here, how to be a man. And, you know, my boy Andrew in San Diego, ex-manager, but that's my boy. He got a crazy business called I'm still developing. It's a camera company, Mad Fire. I just got tons of them. My boys down in Tennessee, man, Michael Da Vinci and Tut and Isaiah, like all those guys, man, they showed me a good time and looked out for me. And Panda showed me so much like love and support and, you know, took me under their wing. It's like, I'm really just a culmination of tons of acts of kindness over the years, you know? So yeah, lots of support to everybody.
You have a lot of people to support you and give you that like positive vibe. So that's amazing. Ned, I want to ask you, it's almost the last question. What would you say to somebody starting today in content creation, especially like in rapping? Like, what would be your advice to them? So you're talking to them directly now. What would you tell them to start and, you know, kick the fear in the butt?
Yeah. So I'm going to say kind of two things. The first one's a rerun. which is, like I said earlier, make sure that you are always doing something for fun. If you're going to get into rapping because you want to make money, you see these people with diamonds and chains and stuff, that is not the right reason to get into rapping. And eventually you're going to end up hating it, the craft, and yourself for doing that. You need to make sure that if you are going into rapping or producing or anything, your heart is already calling to you to do that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that that's at the forefront. Don't just get into it because it's a good way to make money, because then that's how you end up people like Lil Baby. Even though I think Lil Baby likes to rap now, but when he first got into it, he didn't care about rapping. He was just trying to make money, you know? And I get it, but at the same time, you're going to end up hating yourself for doing it. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is just enjoy it and find your own lane. In a world of so many Playboy Cardi knockoffs and Lil Wayne knockoffs and just knockoffs of everybody, Drake, Party Next Door, be yourself. Be yourself in your artistry. And I get it, and this is something that does take time. So I'm not just saying like immediately if you can't do it, oh no, I failed. Like, nah, takes time to do that, you know, but just be yourself with the music. You know, like I've always been somebody who, you know, I'll take inspiration from people, that's fine, but I've never tried to like, oh, I'm gonna sound like Drake on this song. Like, I just was myself, you know, and like it or love it, I'm me. So that's kind of my advice.
That's beautifully said. And I think a lot of people will take this home and then really be inspired, because you need to hear it from somebody who's doing it to actually understand that you can start. You can just go and do it. Ledge, can you tell us about where people can find you, and just quickly what are your next big projects?
Yeah. So you can find me on all social medias. I have the same at on all social media. So it's at LEGE. K-A-L-E on all platforms. So Ledge Kale, that's my full production name. You can find me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm on literally every platform, every Spotify, Apple Music, any platform you can think of. I got a account on there, and you can find me. Mount Vernon is going to be, we also have an account on almost every platform for Mount Vernon, including recently TikTok. And you can find Mount Vernon on Instagram at mtvernon.co. And on everywhere else, it's at mtvernonco without the dot in it. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can find me there. And then in terms of next big moves and next big projects, we got a lot of cool stuff. We're actually in the midst of dropping what we're calling MV season right now, where the whole team is dropping stuff. I recently just dropped the EP that's really God-focused and spiritual. But in a cool way, it's like I'm trying to reinvent the way that like music that talks about God is presented. Right. Because I feel like it's all like, and I'm trying to make it so it's like, nah. And this shit come over like, and you like, what? You know, so I'm trying to make something that like you can bob your head to and really vibe. But then it's almost like the same way that artists casually talk about sex or, oh, I got 800 hoes or I got all this money and jewelry. I'm just replacing that on the same kind of dope beats, but just casually talking about God. And it ain't even me being on the track like, God is dope. God is dope. It's not nothing like that. It's just casual. Like, I got a song called Praise. And on the song Praise, I literally said something like, I say like, God is good. 1, 2, so amazing. Thank you, Lord. Savior's waiting. Come on down. Hey. My salvation, step on down, save his way. My Lord is a saving grace. Kel got back, go ahead, hunter mode. Now they praying great. Devil left my statement I made earlier in a thankful state. Money coming in, but don't want money just to make a way. Devil kept trying to chill up on my shoulder, had to shake it off. God is holding boulders up, now that's a family boss. Got you shaking like the rust that popped. This the dandy pot, she like how I cut a rug a bit. Now we scan the block, she bet she cold as any frost. So that's the first verse of my song,
awesome,
Praise.
Awesome, I love
thank
it.
Thank you,
love
you feel it. Me? So you see what I'm saying? I'm casually talking about God, but it's not like I'm like, it's like just casual, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's my new song, Praise, off my, that's the first verse of my new song, Praise, off of my new project, Denial, Constant Living in Denial, on all platforms. But coming up next, we're doing MV season. So, you know what I'm saying? I just dropped Denial. My brother, YNG Yaj, he just dropped his project, Selfish Season. Go check that out on all platforms. We got Unimo walking right here next to us. He's dropping next, going into July. And, you know, August, we got some. And then probably for me, the very next thing, I got an EP dropping in October. It's going to be a doozy. And I'm got some stuff coming out for that. So people can keep their eyes out for that. And awesome. Just more videos, more MV Live, and just more community stuff, man. You know?
I love it. Ledge, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And we're going to keep all your details in the show notes. Guys, Thank you so much for watching and see you in the next one. Ledge, have a good one.
Yeah. See you guys.